We're in the sugya of trying to understand who we are in Torah Hashkafa terms, in reality, not superficially, really get to the depths of it. And we focus on the fact that we need to focus on the Va'atah Meshama B'Kivah. We need to focus on ourselves as being the Shamas as opposed to being goofs, which requires, that's hard work. Starting to relate yourself as a Neshama is very hard because you don't know what a Neshama is. Like a goof, I have some trees on what my goof is. I understand it, I know what its demands are. I relate to my goof a lot. Now you ask me to relate to something which I have no contact with. So you have to work on this. So let's see, we're on Mem Ches. Ein Hochin the Pukuch Nefesh Acha Haroi. We didn't start this, did we?
No.
Okay. Hachobetz Chaim Zatzal, Behilch Shabbos, Bevir Aloha, in the Mishnah Brura, in the Bevir Aloha, in Simon Shin Chav Tet, Bevir Maskel Ella, Meir es einenu oides goidel hachashivas. He enlightens their eyes in relation to the enormous importance. Shemecheses atayde kedusha l'chay nefesh achas in Israel. The enormous importance that the Holy Torah gives and places on the life of one nefesh of Israel, one Jewish soul. Hamikra hahalachti shenidon bedvorov hu chilul Shabbos latzolus chay shah shel adam Yisrael. What he's discussing there is the halachas of being mechallel Shabbos, you desecrate Shabbos in order to save the life, even if it's just a temporary saving of the life, just even to delay death by 1 hour or 1 moment of a yid. And this is what the Chofetz Chaim says, and zeh lishoyne, this is his loshon. Aval adina lo tolu klal b'mitzvahs, da'ena tam b'doichin mitzvah achas b'shvil ha'b'mitzvahs. The reason why we push off Shabbos to save a life has nothing to do with mitzvahs. Because we're not relying on that reason. Not because we push off one mitzvah in order to save lots of mitzvahs. We push off all the mitzvahs in order to save the life of a Jew. He says, and you have to say this according to Shmuel. There's an opinion in the Gemara, Shmuel. I think that's how we paskin. What about a child that's mushlach b'roiv goyim? The mafkachanan apol pidal pidinye ainu yudigom. You have a tinuk who's abandoned amongst the goyim. He has a din of a sophic Jew. Well, he's going to go into it now. He's going to give the example. Let's just get the din from the Chofetz Chaim, and then he himself will discuss the mikra now in a way we can get to grips with it. Avogav dal pi din ye ein yudi gomor. This child that we have to now machal Shabbos to save his life is not a yudi gomor. He's a sofek. We'll explain now how that works. V'lo yekayim shum mitzvah, and he's not going to make any mitzvahs after he machal Shabbos to save his life. He's not going to keep any mitzvahs afterwards because he's a goy. Since in Pukuch Nefesh we don't go after the Roy, we chayshed that he's Yisrael. What's it talking about? So he explains it inside. Let's bring a modern life example, but this is what the Gemara is talking about. For Los Angeles, nimtza tinukat and mushlach ve'echad meretzifah rakevet. In the subways of Los Angeles, if there is such a thing, you find an abandoned baby. No one knows who it is. No one pays any attention to it. So the Jew comes along. Who's going to pick up an abandoned baby in the Los Angeles subway? And yet, without saying anything, he takes a child home. You find an abandoned baby, you save its life, you bring it out. What's the din of this child? So what's it? What's the question? He's a Sophic Goy, Sophic Jew. He may be Jewish. He may not be. So what's the locha? So we go after the roiv, we go after the majority, and who nimtza be'ir sheruba akum? The law called Simon Zahut Yudim. He is found in a city where most of the people are going. There's no simonim that is of his identity. There's no signs that he may be Jewish. V'im came a locha he. So what's the din? Haylecha haroi. You go after the roiv. Go after the roiv. So we're not choshed for the meal, and therefore we go after the roiv. So he's in Yeshus Napshecho, Begoyishul Shabbos. You've just acquired yourself a Shabbos Goy. You've got a nice Shabbos Goy. You bring up in your home. It's wonderful. You can train him properly. The called Dinat Torah, who Goy Gomo? Who Chayev Mechal Shabbos? He's not allowed to keep Shabbos. He's Mechal Shabbos. Shekain Goyish Shabbos Chayv Misa, a Goy that keeps Shabbos Chayv Misa. Goyish Laichol Macholos Asuris, you can eat tray, if you can, what is this? It's 100% Goy. Vamam Kachu Godu. Umashamas Kashabas Goy, Hashkunati. So he grows up and he becomes the Shabbos Goy in the from Knaibur there in Los Angeles, right? The better, Vachas Shabbatois, Nofeles Mufeles, Umasaira Sofik Shema Husham, Sofik Ainusham, Mitachas Lamopelet. A building falls on his head, or whatever, yeah? He's in a situation of Sofik Pukhilev, because you don't know if he's in there or not. Somebody says, well, I'm sure he was there, and he says, no, we didn't. You don't know, maybe he's in there, right? Maybe Sofik Chai, Sofik Meis. Maybe he's alive, maybe he's dead. So you've got a Sveik Sveika, right? And he's a Sofik Goy. So what's the Havamina here? What would you paskin? Buddy, you don't, on a Sveik Sveika, buddy, you don't save his life, right? And he's certainly not going to do any mitzvahs afterwards, because even if you would save him, he goes back to being the Shabbos Goy. So besides the inconvenience of having lost your Shabbos Goy, there's no reason to mechal Shabbos, right? Wrong. The mikra zeh halacha, the Dash Shmuel, according to Shmuel, he should call Am Yisrael chayv lechal Shabbos kedei latzibur. The whole Klal Yisrael has to mechal Shabbos to save his life.
This Goy,
yeah, why? Ki ein holchim b'pekuach nefesh acharoiv. When it comes to din and afoshes, we don't go after the majority. To save the life of a Jew, We don't rely on roiv. We don't say much on the roiv, but din and afoshes, according to Shmuel. As in zeh, and a choishish in shemahu ba'am a miyuta yudin. Therefore, we have to say we have to be choishish for the miyut. Maybe he was from one of the miyut that guy of the Jews that live in Los Angeles. Maybe when you found him, he was from the miyut of Jews that lived in Los Angeles. And therefore, even though it's a sophic that is alive or dead, it's a sophic whether he was even there in the first place, and it's a sophic whether it's Jew or not, everyone has to save his life. Mechal Shabbos to save his life. This is just expanding out and making up, but that's what the Chofetz Chaim is saying. Nam chishes chashivosa shel kvuzu ein binyan beis hamikdash doiche Shabbos. Let's just get this clear. Building the beis hamikdash is not doiche Shabbos. Yeah, with the sirens blow, you have to put on your hammer and nails and stop building the beis hamikdash. Ein meleches hamishkan doiche Shabbos. Gam bias hamashiach ein doiche Shabbos. Mashiach wants to come at Shabbos. Sorry, to wait.
Wasn't
Kobana doiche Shabbos? Some Kobana, yeah. Milos doiche Shabbos. Well, you certain things are doiche Shabbos, but not all. Vilo avu agoy shekayim sofek rochok ledolov shema hu yehudi. This goy that is such a wild havamina that he might be sofek that he's Jewish. Mechal nisa Shabbos? Vihili mechal Shabbos? That's aloha. Tell a ploy, I understand how different our ruler and Hashem's ruler is. You want another example quickly, just in parenthesis. There are only two mitzvahs in the Torah where the Torah tells us the reward. Arichas Yomim. Kibbut Ava'im and Shluch HaKen. Now you show me two mitzvahs that are poshut, mina kotza la kotza. The easiest mitzvah in the world to do is Shluch HaKen. I mean, it takes half a nanosecond, requires no effort. Okay, once you've done it, it's over, you can go home. Ever try to do the mitzvah of Kibbut Ava'im? It's kibbat impossible. It's not shaykh. Bichlal not shaykh. You do your best and your best and your best, and you're treading on a yom of a life. It's almost, I mean, it takes some real serious, heavy stuff work, and it's ongoing, and according to most opinions, even after Petira, Uzum Sansik, you have the mitzvah continues, and the Torah says, you know what? Same reward. Now, you understand that? See, the Torah's rule and our rule don't. And yeah, you see it as well. Every Jew has to machal Shabbos. I've just finished cholet, I've got to get up for my Shabbos shlok, and I've got to go and dig and get the generator on and switch on the, you know, the, what's it called, the pneumatic drill, and start digging and digging to save the Shabbos goy. That's a plia otzu. Why is it a plia? Because we don't understand what a human life is. We don't understand what a Jewish life's worth. Zeis vayig, ois yudim yad lachat salosay, yechal Shabbos. The minute you saved him, he can go back to being machal Shabbos. Ve'avo kol din atayra. You can have a toasted bacon cheese sandwich on Shabbos. Because now we go up to the roiv and he's a goy. The Ramadan calls Zoyitz Matzilin et Mashe. Despite that, you machal Shabbos to save his life. Maino, think about this, please. Im chashivusu shel yudi he begin shmiras ha-toyre v'asiyas ha-mitzvahs. If the importance of a Jew is via the fact that he's showing a Torah and he keeps mitzvahs, my chivash of Yehudi zeh, what's the importance of this Jew? Shevani yechal Shabbos haba v'lo yekayim afilu mitzvah achas, mitzvah Torah. He's not going to make any of the mitzvahs. We're not talking about someone who doesn't keep the mitzvahs now, someone who's not showing a Torah mitzvahs. Because I could say, no, you do save him because he may keep mitzvahs one day. This guy is never allowed to keep Shabbos. He can never keep the mitzvahs. So what are you saving him for? Therefore, we're forced to come to the conclusion that the life of a Jew is Therefore, we have to come to the conclusion that the life of this Jew, of any Jew, is very important to Kodesh Baruch Hu for its own sake, without any Torah and mitzvahs. How can we understand that? We're not saying the Torah and mitzvahs are not important. Let's not make any mistakes here. There are books out there that can lead you terrible errors on this Nakuda. We're building. We first understand, start at the bottom and build up. I'm not saying that Torah and mitzvahs are not important. Chas v'chalila. That's what a Jew is in the world to do. We're trying to understand, in essence, what is the chashivas of a Jew, even if he's not keeping Torah and mitzvahs. Is there some importance here? That's the nekuda we're trying to get to. But chas v'chalila to say that, we suddenly just said, I'm so important, Hashem loves me, and I love Hashem, and therefore no more Torah and mitzvahs. Chas v'chalila to say something like that. That's one of the korim, one of the good yud gimel korim, is that there's a thing called schav or enesh. If you don't believe in schav or enesh, you're outside kalishol. You're not part of kalishol. You're kaifu be'ika. Poshut kfir. Terrible, terrible thing to go around. And there is this concept floating around the world that is just enough Allah Hashem and He loves me and that's it. Forget about Torah and mitzvahs. A big, big error, and there's a lot of it going around. A lot of it going around today, and you have to be careful. We're not saying that. Chas v'chalila. It is what we're saying now. I'm just letting you know that there's a whole second half of the Sefer that deals with Yitzchak Avinu, which is the relationship of Torah and mitzvahs. We'll see. That's a voida. But now we're dealing with Avraham Avinu, trying to understand, who am I? Before I can start talking about Torah and mitzvahs, we've got to work out who's going to be keeping this Torah and mitzvahs, what Machai is going to keep Torah and mitzvahs, who's Hashem, who am I? That's what we're talking about. But not to isolate this has now become the new religion, It's actually an old religion. Forget about all the mitzvahs and just love God. It's an old, old religion. It's called Christianity. They don't know what to do with the mitzvahs. What are you going to do with Totophos? What are you going to do? They didn't have the oral. They got the Chumash. So what did they do? They built a whole religion based on, love your fellow man and do whatever you want, and that's it. Mentes. Galur v'yodur l'vnei kisei kuvadecho. Mispar pamim b'yoyim anu oimri. Many times a day we make the following bracha. Galur v'yodur l'vnei kisei kuvadecho. It is revealed and known in front of your holy throne, which is a very high spiritual level. Shim yopasech echad mem, or yusosem echad mem, yefshad iskam alam lefanecho. That if one of them would open, or one of them would close, whatever pshat, you should go learn this bracha. It's beautiful, beautiful. Go learn the Mishnah Brura, go learn the best segula for a fur. There's no better segula for a fur, for being healthy and well, than saying this bracha with kavanah. So say, the Gani, you've got to learn what it means. Magnificent bracha this. What this means and what it's describing, the beauty of the human workings, you go look in Mishnah Brura, the Torah has it, it's beautiful. He actually is kind of alamad lefanecha, but impossible to live and to stand in front of you, Hashem. Ein lanu esek ben historis. We have no dealings here with the hidden workings of the world in the Torah. Einani yoidi ma nimsu lifnei kisei hakovod. We have no idea what's in front of the kisei hakovod, We're saying it's known in front of your kisei hakovod. We don't know what's going on in the kisei hakovod, We haven't got a clue what we've been talking about. Shrei Malachim, Srofim, Mephonim, V'chayis HaKodesh, Kulam Oimdim, B'chayel U'Barodim, Lifnei Kisei Kvodis Baruch. Because these spiritual entities called Malachim and Srofim, Mephonim, V'chayis HaKodesh, I'm not going to translate the word, because the minute you use the A word, then you start getting these little winged creatures flying in your head, and that's not what they are. Whatever these, don't look in the Rambam, whatever these Malachim, Srofim, Mephonim, V'chayis HaKodesh, Malachim, are... They stand in trembling and dread in front of the Kisei Kovod. Lepeta anu magilim. Al pi pirusham milim shel habrocha. All we're going to do is try to understand this according to the translation, the words of the brocha. Ki ani, me. Gufi v'tafkudoi hatokin. Kol mareches hazona v'ikul. My entire being. The entire system of nourishment and of... digestion, the whole digestive system. Called Pachosov and Akavim Shogufa, all my openings and closings, all my orifices. Kulam Oindim Venitzovim Lifnei Kisei Kovod. All of them are standing in front of the Kisei, or gathered there in front of the Kisei Kovod. Hu Yisbarach Bechvoidoi Va'atzma Doeg Shakol Yitnael Kuroi. He, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in his awesome gloriousness, he himself personally is concerned that everything works the way it's supposed to. He guards my health, and on the nourishment of the soul and the body together. Madua, why? Why does Kosh Baruch Hu take all this time and trouble that in front of his kisei kavod, my bodily functions have to come in front of him? And he has to be concerned that everything's working properly. Ki choshuv lo kol rega chayim sheli. You know what? Because very important to Kosh Baruch Hu, one moment of my life. Choshuv lo shagish toy. It's important for him that I should feel good. Shemozen yisakel b'mayer. That the food should be digested in my tummy. Shapsulus teitzei lechutz. That the waste matter should be removed, and that my life should continue to conduct itself in a healthy way. And we stand amazed. How's it possible that Hashem is worried about my bodily function, so concerned that it's got to go to the kisei kavod? I'm standing from the kisei kavod, and Hashem's taking care of my bodily needs. Bella. You know that when Chazal says something, it's not just sayings. It's not just nice little cute phrases. Ein chas v'chalila hafrachas guzmoit. Chazal don't use exaggerations. There's no what Chazal is saying. Everywhere is calculated and there's a value. There's no, Chazal didn't waste words. We don't even understand the beginnings of the depths of how much is, well, we do. You learn a bit in Mishnah, so you see how much is packed into that one condensed file. You know, compressed file is, yeah, it takes a whole Gemara to unzip. You know, you've 40 pages of the Gemara trying to unzip one line of Mishnah. Then it's just packed into one Mishnah. So when Chazal speak, they're not just talking. We have to relate to their words with the same level of seriousness. The same way as we relate and we take very seriously all the holy words in Halacha or Agadata. Hadvarim ein kapshuto. Words are simple. Kol ha'ilam kulu. The whole world. Hachal misheshis debreshis ad ha'ilam ha'netzach. From the first days of the physical creation of the world until the infinite ha'ilam ha'netzach, eternity, yeah? Kedayim hayim bishvili. Kedayim hayim bishvili. It's enough just for me. How is it possible that the whole world, the creation of the world and the eternal world was enough, even if it would just be for me? I mean, there would be no one else in the world. Adam HaRishon, just me. Adam HaRishon alone in the world. Hashem would have created the whole world just for me. You wake up one morning and there's no one left in the world. You're alone. Like Noach Tzadik. Noach Tzadik found himself alone in the world, yeah? At his three sons. But other than that, no one. He woke up one morning and he realized the whole world is just for me. Yeah? So Achaz come to us. How is it possible? And it almost seems this. We don't understand this. We don't grasp it. Ein lanu tfisa binyan ze. Ulam arei kulani yodim ki kol mila v'teire nitna l'moshe Rabbeinu v'asinai. And yet we know that every word of Torah was given to Moshe Rabbeinu at Sinai. V'chein kol mila v'divra chazal hi emes lamitoi. And we live our lives on the basis that everything Chazal says is true. We don't always understand what they say. But once you've understood what they say, is true. The incantated knowledge, how can you understand this? The whole world, all the infinite constellations and stars and air, all the scientific discoveries and the whole thing, everything, all just for little me. It comes out from all this. We're going to spend a lot of time understanding what this means. Don't get this wrong. Means the Kosh Bochu in big inverted commas tzarichotan needs us. Ulochain, who muchan lashkir b'chayenu, dvarim nifloim admor. He's prepared to invest in our lives, awesome things. But then alone levara ketsed itochin that Kosh Bochu tzarichotan. We have to try and understand what does it mean that Kosh Bochu needs us. Kosh Bochu doesn't need anything. It's total apikosis, by the way, to say Kosh Bochu needs anything, because he is everything, so he can't need anything because he doesn't lack anything. He's not lacking anything. Our God, who we daven to, is completely shalom. So that means that shalom can't need anything. So what do you mean Hashem needs me? Okay. Be careful. You have to hold two very disturbing
contradictions.
Not contradictions, just different dimensions, different aspects. Yisrael Mosif and Koch B'Gvur Shomalek, the bottom of Mem Tes. We find in many different places in Chazal, different Lashonis, also Mufloim Lashonis in this subject. Kach Amrucham, Midrash Rabbah, Eicher Pasha, Aleph, Piskel Amagimel, Rebazaria, Vashem, Reb Yehuda, Reb Simon Omar. Because man she is oisim retzoyne shal makum, as Reb Chaim brings us down, this is a Midrash, this is Tanoim speaking, when Klal Yisrael do the Rotzen of Hashem, Moisifim koyach for gvura shomala. They add gvura, power, to the power above. Kumodat amar v'tehilim, ve'elokim nasa chayol. As it says in Tehilim, in Elokim we give chayol, we give strength. Uvizman shayin yisrael ha'isim ritzana shomalkum kiviyachol. And when Klal Yisrael is not doing the rotzen of Hashem, kiviyachol, Matishin koyach gadol shomala. We reduce the power of Lamal, of Hashem. Diksiv tzur yelod chotashi. As it says in the Pasuk in Dvarim, in the Fusha Pasuk in Chumash, the rock of your youth, of your birth, you have weakened. I can weaken Hashem. I don't do Hashem's rotzen, I weaken Hashem. I do the rotzen of Hashem, he suddenly gets spinach. You know, so what are we playing? Papa games here, Rahman al Islam. What are we talking about? Yeah. How do you understand this? Yisrael mosifim koyach begvura shomalo chasre matishin esav koyach shomalo. Nishale shayla. Ketzad. We increase the power of Hashem and we reduce the power of Hashem. How?
Maybe it's just in the eyes.
Ketzad. Don't try and answer this question. Greater minds than yours and mine. Try and understand this. Let's see what the big people say. Hey, you're going to just kill it. You can come away with a very, very superficial answer. Maybe it's just in our eyes. Yeah. Okay. But that's not, you're talking about psukim here. No, the psukim is just make come on, sorry, and God. The whole first chapter of the Nefesh HaChayim, the whole first shah of the Nefesh HaChayim, dealing with this nakuda. Not poshut this at all. You have to understand that they're not true. We can't give or take away anything from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Also, what's going on here? Oh, okay. Yisrael mosifin koach begrur shomale, or chasvin matishin is koach shomale, keitzad. HaKadosh Baruch Hu lo chosam ola. Hashem is not lacking anything. How can you give him or take away anything? He's infinite. Hadvarim is born with Satan Ishmael Alim. This concept will be explained as we continue. Move on to Zohar Kodesh. In the Zohar Kodesh, those of you who want to learn a bit of Zohar, let's at least translate the words, says the Zohar like this. I'm only reading the Aramaic. Kesha'isi ma'isim ksheirim no'isim toyach. When we do maisim kshayri, when we do correct deeds, we give power. Chayzek v'chayel l'kodesh baruch hu. We give koyach, chozek, strength, and chayel, power, whatever you want to translate these words, l'kodesh baruch hu. V'azek kosuv, tnu oiz le'elokim. Tnu oiz le'elokim. Give strength to God. V'ma? Maisim toivim, maisim kshayri. Gam kan ishalas kawam ha'ashayla. V'kanachne maisim koyach, chayzek v'chayel l'kodesh baruch hu. I put on tefillin to say Hashem has now got more power. And God forbid, I didn't put on tefillin today, so some Hashem can't get out of bed this morning. What are we talking about? Does it make any sense? What's going on here? Okay, and then, Mr. Hashem, tomorrow we'll deal with the sugya, the last part of this chapter, before we get into this really in depth. The sugya of Bishin Olam is what it means that you do chesed for Hashem. See, one of the things that Avraham Avinu did for Kodesh Baruch Hu was he did chesed. Hashem said that I'm going to do chesed for him. He sort of. The Kodesh Baruch Hu Salam needs our chesed. So have to understand what this means.
It doesn't need it, but we can do chesed for
him. You can't do chesed.